This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want and boom, it's Halloween.
Oh my gosh, you scared me.
It's like not as scary though because the rest of the world all year has been way scarier than...
Well, I was going to say, in some ways, this is probably the scariest Halloween that I've had anyway. But not because of...
Not because it's Halloween.
Not because it's Halloween, but just because Halloween happened to roll around. And one of the scariest times to be a human being in the world, really.
Well, why are you so scared? You're not scared of COVID.
No, not at all. I'm scared of the everyman that has just accepted all of this lockdown crap.
Yeah.
You know, because of a disease that you have more than a 99% chance of recovering from should you even ever get it or have symptoms of it. So,
right.
That to me is scary. The stupidity, I talk about people are, we're going to see peak dumb at some point. You know, it's on the rise. That's for sure. We're going up.
It's hard to know when the peak is happening because the dumb just keeps on getting dumber.
You have to judge it within your lifetime, right? Because you could go back throughout all of human history and go, people seemed to act more stupidly during this particular era or during this decade or whatever, right? Period of time. Mm-hmm. But I think you have to judge it within your lifetime because it's a personal judgment, right? You're judging really the whole of humanity at that point. You're going, wow, people are really dumb, man.
I don't like saying that people are dumb. Mark has a habit of saying that. I do prefer to think of them as ignorant.
Yes, you have a point there. I just use the term dumb because, it's a layman's term.
But they definitely are easily led. They are definitely gullible.
Yeah.
They definitely fall for these political authoritarian
traps. Just been lapping it up like a cat fresh to a tray of milk, you know?
Yeah, and it's really sad. Of course, we can easily put some blame on the government school system for indoctrinating
absolutely.
A super majority of people into this.
And let's make that plural, government school systems, because we're not just talking about the U.S. government.
Sure.
I'm not anyway. When I'm judging, humanity as a whole, at this point, the reason that I think the world is scary is because this is a global thing. This isn't just relegated to the United States of America where these lockdowns and, this overreach by governments are happening. It's happening across the globe, at least in all, we'll call them westernized countries, and even in some that aren't.
No, absolutely. We had a guy from Africa call earlier this year about some of the just terrible things happening in Uganda, for instance, under the name of COVID. So it is Halloween night, and I'm actually dressed up for the show tonight. I've got like a skeleton... One suit on. I don't know what you call these things.
Yeah,
like body suits.
Yeah. It would be great for like a stage show, theater, style thing, or like we were talking about, a black light.
Wouldn't it be nice if there were actually stage shows anymore? But that's over.
Yeah. None of that on Halloween.
So I've got a couple stories here about how lame Halloween has become in a lot of places. And I'm seeing it around here, too. Now at least... To Keene, New Hampshire's credit, where we're doing the show from, they didn't shut down Halloween as some cities have done.
Yeah, I did see some trick-or-treaters roaming my neighborhood and yours, too.
Yeah, they're definitely out tonight, so I'm glad to see that. I know that there was a story, I don't have it in front of me, but it was like a Massachusetts story where it breaks down a bunch of Massachusetts towns and all the different rules. So like there's a patchwork of some towns are allowing trick-or-treating, some towns are prohibiting it, some towns are doing so-called trunk-or-treat, which is this lame, previously lame, this existed
you
prior to...
You cross all the kids in the trunk of a car, drive around the neighborhood?
No, not like that. This trunk-or-treat has been in existence for some number of years, and it was ostensibly a, quote, safe way to do Halloween where they would actually have cars pulled up in a police station parking lot, trunks open, candy in the trunks, and then kids walk around with their parents and take candy from people's trunks. The idea is that since it's in the police station parking lot, people will be safe. from whatever they think bad things are going to happen to kids. That almost never happened to kids, by the way, on Halloween, all the scary stories.
Generally speaking, sociopaths are attracted to positions of power, and so the police are obviously under a whole lot of scrutiny these days for their abuse of their power. Don't know how safe that would be.
So, Trunk or Treat, though, looks positively fun compared to the lame Halloween stuff that is happening this year. Like, Halloween is even worse this year than it's ever been. I mean, Trunk or Treat is pretty lame. But now, they've got tubes. Halloween candy tubes.
Oh, it's like the reverse of the banking tubes? Where you drive into the drive-thru and you put the little, what do you call it, the capsule?
In the vacuum tube.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no vacuum technology in this particular case, but I saw these stories leading up to Halloween. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
About, oh, here's how you can have fun on Halloween. You can have a candy tube and you can be super safe. And the idea is you strap a PVC pipe to, like, your stair railing going up your porch steps. And so the homeowner sits at the top of the steps with, like, a bag of candy or whatever. And then the kids come up to the bottom of the tube, so they don't come up and knock on your door like, you know, like they used to. And then you, you know, would open your door and, like, oh, aren't your costumes cute, kids? Here you go. And you, you know, hand the kids a bunch of candy or whatever,
right,
and they go away. Now it is even more impersonal than it's ever been, right? Because now you're 10 feet away or whatever, whatever the length is between the porch, the top of the porch and the bottom of the porch and the bottom of the stairs. And no, you don't get to actually, like, give the kids the candy directly. Now they want you to put it in the tube and it falls down. And sort of
so
impersonal.
It's basically like a beer bong for candy?
So that is, I actually have seen at least three of those in this neighborhood. Now, by no means did I drive the whole neighborhood. I just went to go get some dinner tonight. So just my quick drive out, I saw at least three of these things.
Wouldn't it be easier to just sit on your porch with a, you know, bag full of candy and a slingshot?
Just shoot it at the kids.
Here you go, little bastard.
So I got a story here from Pittsburgh, and again, these are all over the place. You know, you can just type in Halloween, do a Google News search, and you'll see about all these, you know, so-called safe methods to use on Halloween. Dr. Joe Arakri, a pediatrician with Allegheny Health Network, said Halloween events can take place safely if those trick-or-treating and those giving out candy follow a few guidelines. He said, leaving a bowl out with a whole bunch of candy in it where kids can have multiple touches, many kids' hands in the candy bowl at the same time, that would be a spreading opportunity.
Bad touch.
Guess what I've got out in front of the house?
A bowl full of candy.
Yeah.
Well lit, by the way. I commend you on your well-litness.
Thank you.
Like, you know, the kids know that it's cool.
You know, I can't do Halloween any other way, right? We're always on the air during Halloween, so it's like we could only ever put a bowl of candy out there. We can't have kids knocking on the door during the show.
Or you just get some guy to, like, man the door the entire evening, right?
Which I don't have, you know, staff or anything like that. It's not that important, right? So, and I really, you know, I've never been somebody who cares much about tradition. Like, as far as I'm concerned, traditions, I can take them or leave them. You know, some of them are lamer than others. But I kind of like Halloween better than a lot of the holidays out there.
It's the least offensive to me, anyway.
It's the most fun, I think, as well. And it's something that everybody can have fun with to whatever level that they want to. But I do find myself, like, disappointed now that I can't do, like, a real Halloween thing.
Right, yeah.
Because now I feel like it almost looks like I'm, you know, I'm doing something for COVID here by leaving the candy out. When in point of fact, I've done this for every year. So the kids that have come by here, they probably know that.
You're just ahead of the curve as usual.
Yeah, I don't know. So that's true also with, like, Thanksgiving as well. Like, yeah, Thanksgiving is one of the better holidays in that it's not a religious holiday. So I don't, you know, it's not Christmas or it's not one of these, you know, Easter. It's not totally religious. It's about giving thanks for good things in life. And I'm in favor of that. But I've never really, like, made any efforts to do anything special for Thanksgiving. If somebody's doing it in the area, I'll come by, you know, and I'll enjoy the company of some others. But now it's like, now that traditions are being just prohibited, almost discouraged,
certainly restricted. I mean, this is Halloween light, basically.
Yeah. It makes me want to, like, do more of it. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We'll get into some more lame-o modifications to Halloween. What used to be a really fun holiday, they are just extracting all of the fun out of this, and we'll give you some of the examples of that coming up here. If you want to share your thoughts, you can join us as well. Free Talk Live.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter. It takes 5 seconds. And tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
On a multidimensional probe, the Cisgov Transtemporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Cisgov's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit Bing Books at Bing.com for more.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Halloween edition of the program. We're here Saturday night with you tonight. It's Ian.
And the ghost of Sean Connery.
Oh, rest in peace.
Commander of a Russian submarine with a Scottish accent.
90 years old.
Yeah, on Halloween, too. So Sean Connery is going to haunt everybody for the rest of your lives.
For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. And now you got it. liberty.menu. You can go there. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you belong at liberty.menu. Maybe you've got a business you want to promote. You got a product or service you want other freedom-minded people to find, then this is a great way to go and get on the radar. Go to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. We can't give you a discount because it's free to use the site, so head on over there to liberty.menu. Let's go to David. He's calling us from Salina, Kansas, listening to KINA. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hey, it's a wonderful evening here in Kansas. How are you all doing?
Hey, David, what's on your mind tonight?
Good, what's up?
Well, we have this group in my small little town, and I mean, they are a wonderful group of people. They formed what's called the Granny Brigade. They're huge into supporting Donald Trump, which, I mean, is fine. You know, I'm not really pro-Trump. I'm not really anti-Trump. But they're doing this Trump train where they drive around town with all their Trump flags, which, you know, voicing their First Amendment. You know, I'm all about that. But okay. I noticed one of the trucks is carrying not only a come and take it flag, but a thin blue line flag. So which is it?
Well, yeah,
right.
That's not uncommon with these people who they just don't understand the contradiction for whatever reason. It seems obvious to us, but I see this frequently.
It's an oxymoron. It's the same thing as military intelligence.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because here in Kansas, you know, we are a small population. I mean, we only have 2.9 million people. And in my hometown, we have less than 50,000, and we are all very supportive of each other for a community. But something locally is happening with our police force. We've always had a very professional police force, only. I don't want to say that I'm anti-cop or again, you know, pro-cop, just like with Trump. You know, because I want to be active in the community, at least when it comes to policing. And we're having some real strife here in Salina, considering, you know, defunding, quote unquote, even though it's not really defunding, but defunding our police department. I'm like, we're only 50,000 people. How can you defund us more than we're already defunded? I mean, we don't have a lot of money that we throw at our police department.
I bet you it's several million dollars. What's the budget?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is. We spend $6 million just shipping our people to other jails because we don't have a large enough jail.
Wow.
I mean, so you know, I mean, policing is several million dollars.
Or, you know, your community and your police department could just take it upon themselves to no longer enforce victimless crimes. That's crimes where there's, you know, no harm to any person or property. So if you just ask yourself, okay, was there any harm to a human being? Nope. Was there any harm to anybody's property? Nope.
No,
okay.
Move on.
Yeah, and that is something that I'm trying to talk to not only Trump supporters but Biden supporters, you know, people on both sides. And it's difficult. It's difficult here because of how divisive that things have gotten. And you know, I try to remind people, you know, that we're in this together. Because we are such a small state and a small community, we need to continue that. But it's even affecting us out here in the middle of the country.
Yeah,
flyover country, if you would.
My big issue with most people is that they really don't care about doing the right thing. They just care about getting their preferred tyrant into office.
Yes, and both of these tyrants, Trump and Biden, both fully support the police. Some people would like to believe that Biden is somehow a critic, but the reality is he has specifically said that he believes that police should be funded with more funding. And so neither of these two are in any way reformers of the status quo when it comes to policing. That's just not even on the table as far as the national level. And from what we've seen in the local areas, like Minneapolis, Minneapolis, where I've actually had a story for, I've had this one in show prep for like 2 months now, and we haven't gotten to it yet. But they talk about, you know, Minneapolis, the sort of the ground zero for this controversy, police accountability. They reported in August that they were, quote, overhauling their use of force policy to require officers to consider all reasonable alternatives before engaging in deadly force and use the least amount of force necessary to handle a situation. They said this new policy, announced amid these calls for widespread police reforms, also bans officers from shooting at moving vehicles with exceptions and revises language to note that even the threat of force, such as unholstering a firearm, will now be classified as a use of force. So this is not an overhaul of anything. No. It's just a minor series of tweaks that are made to look as though they actually are doing something to try to change things, when in reality no one is proposing any serious changes like what you're talking about, Captain, which would be, I think, the best thing that could possibly happen for the police and how people view them, which is to say, to end the enforcement of victimless crimes.
Yes.
And that is the reason why people are so hateful and so afraid of the police, because at any moment they could arrest you or your friend or your family member for some non-crime with no victim, like possession of cannabis or possession of cocaine
or whatever,
or riding a bike down the sidewalk or whatever. And so the police are a constant threat to us. If the police were only a threat to murderers and rapists and arsonists, you know, people destroying property, harming other human beings, it would be hard to find people to disagree with them, you know,
and that's kind of the point that I like to make, that I make to them, is ending the war on drugs, ending, you know, the victimless crime prosecution, and because, you know, it's very difficult for us to go about our lives without at least breaking one law that we're not even aware that we've even broken.
That's right. Absolutely true.
You know, so, and it goes beyond just the local level, local, state, and federal level.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's, you know, I guess for me is I don't want to smash, you know, anyone's conservative or liberal feelings. You know, I just, let's really talk about the real reform. Let's talk about what really is causing the issues within policing. Stop making it about making money. Cash cow. You know, that's really what law enforcement has become.
Well, they're revenue generators. Yeah. Writing tickets. Yeah. Hey, David, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. City in Minneapolis' case also changed the way officers report use of force incidents to require they document all de-escalation attempts, even if force is not used. That change also required officers to outline their attempts to de-escalate a situation and provide written rationale that describes any force used and why that level of force was used. I mean, on its face, these proposals don't sound bad, but they also don't really sound like they're going to do a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There needs to be fundamental change, not this little nibbling around the outsides. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch and itch, and they started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Post office officials are investigating after 4 dozen mail-in ballots were found in Homestead, Florida, undelivered. 6 complete and 42 blank ballots were found among piles of undelivered mail in a post office in the Florida city. Some of the workers at that office say the piles had been there for more than a week. Officials have not confirmed how long the ballots had sat undelivered or if anyone had been disciplined over the backlog of mail. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Saturday a month-long national lockdown as COVID cases in the nation have been increasing quickly. The lockdown will start on November 5th and run through December 2nd. The UK has been averaging at least 20,000 new coronavirus cases a day for the last week, with deaths rising to more than 46,000, the highest total in Europe. This is USA Radio News. With the presidential campaign in its final days, both President Trump and former Vice President Biden are talking about their plans for dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking at a rally in Flint, Michigan, Biden said he would push for a national mask mandate.
We're going to act to get COVID under control. On day one of my presidency, I'll put in action a plan I've been talking about for months, already laid out. A national mandate, mask wearing, social distancing, testing, tracing, all things. As President Obama just said, it should have and could have been put in place months and months ago.
While President Trump touted upcoming treatments and vaccines to battle the virus at a rally in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
And our vaccine will eradicate the virus and end the pandemic once and for all. Americans will return to school and to life. By slashing red tape and cutting bureaucracy, we're producing this vaccine in record time.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The live Halloween episode, you can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Seems like a bit of a slower Halloween around here. There aren't as many. Like, normally I put candy out in front of the houses I was talking about.
Well,
earlier.
Everything's operating at 25% capacity, Ian.
Well, the streets are not restricted. But, you know, some people are afraid, right? They're going to keep their kids home. They're just not going to even let them do the so-called socially distanced Halloween, which is going on where people with their...
I'm getting COVID from candy that's been touched by strangers.
Yeah. Didn't they find out that this can't be, like, left, like, the COVID can't just, like, live on a surface? Initially, they thought it could, but later they said that it couldn't or something.
There's been so much, like, flip-flopping by scientists, supposedly, and, you know, the politicians and the media presenting this stuff as fact and that kind of a thing that I don't really know. Moreover, I don't care. They're saying now that the spread is increasing. There's a silent epidemic because all of the asymptomatic people that are testing positive for COVID. And you're like, so you're an epidemic of people who are not sick? Like, this makes no sense to me whatsoever, right? Yeah. Like, if people aren't getting sick, it's not a freaking epidemic, you know? Like,
come on. It's not even worth talking about. Communities issue their own currency backed by Intercoin. They can choose to inflate the circulating supply of their own money to spend on internal projects, or they can choose to tax certain transactions and remove money from circulation. These activities deterministically change the exchange rate of the community's local money to Intercoin without affecting the other communities or the rest of the Intercoin ecosystem. Each community can choose its own policies and openly program them into their coins, and each individual can choose what coins to get and how to spend them with upfront knowledge of what they're getting into. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space, and we think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. We'll get back into how Halloween this year is the lamest Halloween on record, and we'll get into some of the reasons why that's the case. But if you want to, you can join us like Dave, different Dave, this one in the Marianas, where it's already tomorrow. Dave, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hey
Dave, what are yesterday's winning lottery numbers for me, since you're in the future?
16, 48, 2...
Come on, it's 666. It's Halloween. Dave, what's the Halloween, you know, skinny down there in the Marianas? I mean, it already happened for you guys, 12 hours ago?
I was out on the porch handing out whiskey and cigars, but only one of my neighbors showed up.
So, really?
You know, if I knew, I'd have made an effort to go, but...
Wait a minute, really? Are you exaggerating? Was that it? There was no kids coming around, like, getting candy or whatever?
No, not a soul. I mean, there was some political parties going on the block over. It's election time, and they have, like, the Democrats and Republicans have the, I'll buy you a beer if you vote for me parties.
Yeah, I've heard about these. That they literally throw, like, big cookouts where they essentially bribe people to vote for them with free food and drink.
Wow.
Yeah, basically. And they play the most obnoxious music you'll ever hear, and, it's just loud. And I was on Tinian last weekend, and a lot of horn honking. I mean, for an island with, like, 900 people, they're kind of noisy.
So is Halloween not normally a thing there in the Marianas, or is this just the most dead Halloween ever?
They do Halloween. It's just nobody dressed up. I didn't see one kid.
Wow.
So it was just kind of lame.
Wow. I'm surprised that Keene is actually better on Halloween than the Marianas is. That's a shocker.
Yeah. So
what were you calling about tonight, Dave?
Oh, well, I tried to call a couple of days ago. You're talking about masks being manly and
no, we weren't.
Power outage.
just to be clear, what you're referring to is an article about that we were sharing, where the author was suggesting that men don't want to wear masks because it's an infringement on their manliness. It's
power tools.
AKA toxic masculinity. And, of course, that's not at all the reason why any of us that I know of are not wearing masks.
Right.
We're doing it out of principle.
Right. Yeah, me too. Same thing, it's like, and the thing is nobody's really following any of this stuff here anymore. It's kind of like, you got two types of people. You got the guys that sit and they'll be driving a car by themselves and they'll wear a mask. And, those people are going to wear masks regardless. But, I haven't been hassled much, but, I've been getting messages from people I know over in other countries, and a friend of mine in Thailand said that the reason why COVID is so low in Thailand is because nobody's being tested. It's like the Thai government said, "Oh well, these tests cost money, and we don't have money, so we're not going to test." And
Schrodinger's virus.
Yeah. So
well, why spend all this money on testing? I mean, it's a rational position, right? If this thing isn't as deadly as people think, and it's nowhere near as deadly as people seem to think that it is, then why spend money testing people like crazy? It's just the governments that are doing this are doing it because they want to have some sort of numbers to report to scare people and to make them obey. So it's surprising that the Thai government isn't following suit, but I did hear that they along with Sweden, are one of the better nations on the COVID situation.
Yeah. I mean, and what can I say? And then the other thing I wanted to let you guys know is they're building a full Marine Corps air station next door on Tinian, which is going to be operational in 2028.
That sounds bad.
I mean, it could be good or bad. I mean, I'm thinking of opening the bar over there. But right now they've got the Seabees building the camp for the Seabees who are going to be building the base.
And, the Seabees?
Well, Seabees Construction Brigade.
You know, oh.
Yeah, you have the Construction Battalion. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can Do. That's their motto. They're basically the U.S. Naval Construction Battalions. So, yeah, they got like 50 guys over there building the camp for the people that are going to be building the actual base. And they're estimating about 5,000 Marines are going to be permanently there.
That sounds awful to me. Like, I definitely don't want to have more federal government anywhere around me. I do understand that's going to be good for business. You know, a lot of those Marines, as you said, you're thinking about opening up a bar. I'm sure you'll do just fine because those guys would love to drink, I'm sure. Dave, thanks for the update there from the Marianas tonight. I appreciate it. Enjoy your day as he's calling us from the future.
Good morning,
future,
Dave.
Future. Let's go to... It's Night of the Daves. It's a different Dave calling from Oregon this time. Dave in Klamath Falls.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for taking my call. I listen to you guys just about every week whenever I can, and you do a great show.
Wait a minute. I think the board op misspelled where you're from. He put in Klamath Falls. Isn't it Klamath Falls?
Klamath, yeah.
Klamath?
K-L-A-M-A-T-H.
Yeah, okay. He got it wrong. Anyway, go ahead.
Cool. Okay, here's my theory, conspiracy theory about why Trump doesn't want anybody to see his tax returns. Remember, he was friends with Hillary and Billary, and they go way back. And I have a sneaky suspicion that Hillary paid him a whole bunch of money to act obnoxious and say ugly things so it would make her look better so that she could win, and that's all over his tax returns. It's just a theory.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting theory, but Hillary is, she's a horribly ugly, terrifying woman, but she's not a fool, right? So if she was going to be paying Trump off like that, I'm sure she would do it through a shell corporation, and so you would never have any idea it was actually her based on just looking at his tax returns. But it's an interesting theory. Dave, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855. 450 free like freedom. I mean, this is the same woman who was accused of running drugs out of the MENA, Arkansas
it's
airport.
Hitler-y, by the way.
Yeah. 855-450 free. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE on the lamest Halloween ever here on Free Talk Live with you tonight. It's Ian.
The Captain.
We'll give you some more lamification methods here that are being touted in mainstream media on how to have a safe Halloween.
You know, first of all, Halloween's supposed to be like the spooky, scary, you know, holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, safety isn't really the number one thing like that anybody has really ever been concerned about during Halloween.
Well, I mean, there's always been the scary stories about Halloween of, you know, some kid finds a razor blade in an apple.
Never happened.
Never happened, right? Or some kid got some candy, but it was actually ecstasy. Also, never happened.
Never happened.
So, like, Halloween is a very safe...
I guarantee you that as a child who was early into drugs and alcohol, that if somebody had given away candy laced with drugs of any kind, I would have been a recurring trick-or-treater at this person's house.
Plus, the fact is, if there actually was somebody who received an ecstasy pill as like a kid, and if they put it in their mouth and tried to eat it like a piece of candy, they'd spit it out.
Yeah.
Because it's nasty.
Or if you got like a weed brownie. Right, you know, if like grandma made, you know, wrapped, you know, the singles, you know, because people in my, I don't know if they do it now, but people, they used to bake stuff at home, and instead of buying candy, you know, the Snickers fun size, they were like, screw that, I'm making stuff, I got a kitchen, I know what's up, I got skills.
That's pretty awesome.
You know, and so they would, you know, home-baked good. Those were some of my favorite treats, trick-or-treating anyway.
So, yeah, I mean, the point being, Halloween has been a very safe holiday. It's very, very rare that anything bad will happen. I mean, the biggest risk on Halloween, honestly, is getting hit by a car.
Yeah.
You know, car driver's not paying attention. You don't have anything bright on your outfit. You're a kid. You're not looking both ways before you cross the street. That's more likely to happen than anything else.
A bunch of kids floating around a neighborhood when it's dark, you know, that normally isn't flooded with children on any other time
and
of the year.
Somebody behind the wheel isn't paying attention and you get an accident. 855, 450, free. But no, that's not enough safety. Now they've got to go to the max with this ridiculous stuff, which we'll tell you more about coming up here. But first, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts right after I say thanks to Studio 8424 LRN, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Studio 8424 LRN contributes $5 a month to the AMP program. It helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations.
So people just make up these names when they contribute?
That's right.
That's cool.
Yeah. So thank you. And if you want to join the AMP program, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com as Studio 8424 LRN. LRN has done, and you can help us, and you get some cool perks, get some benefits out of that as well. Let's go to the phones, too. Your calls and thoughts. Mark is in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you. So I heard y'all talking earlier about victimless crimes, and I understand that, you know, drug possession, you know, if a guy wants to smoke some pot or heck, shoot heroin, whatever, if he does it on his own property and he's not affecting anybody, that would be a victimless crime. But then,
that's right.
I got to thinking, well, this guy shoots up heroin or whatever, gets behind the wheel of a car, hits somebody, something like that, because he's mentally impaired, that's when it becomes not victimless, right?
Sure. It's also right now illegal to drive a car while drunk. But it shouldn't be illegal to drink, and it's also illegal to, you know, to drive a car while, you know, nodding off, right? Like, if you're doing anything that is of a danger like that, a danger to others, you shouldn't be behind the wheel.
Okay. So, and I'm conservative in my political leaning only so much as I'm really close to libertarian, but my understanding of the libertarian way of looking at laws is to not have any police and to have as few laws as possible. So I go, if we're not going to have police, then what crimes are considered victimless that don't need to be enforced? And then for those crimes that are victim crimes, so to speak, how would those even who would enforce the law? Who would
It sounds to me like you're asking about how is justice, how does justice occur in the absence of, you know, a large government that, you know, uses violence as its only. There are many ways to do that. And in fact, I would assume that many ways would pop up in the absence of what we currently have. The government claims a monopoly on all of this stuff at this point in space and time. So nobody else is free to invent or come up with any ways to handle that. I suspect that if government were to go away, that the first thing that would happen is insurance companies would take up the burden of providing, you know, most of what we see as the bureaucratic side of justice. That is to say, you know, oh, hey, let's improve your personal insurance policy so if you get mugged, you're covered, right? That kind of a thing. You know, whatever the crime is that you're worried about. You're worried about getting hit by a heroin addict piloting a car. Okay, well, you know, you can buy a policy that's catered to that, right? If you're worried about break-ins in your community, you and your community
can get together.
But wait a minute,
Captain, I got to stop you there. So let's take a look at what you're saying here. Are you saying the heroin addict can just go around running into everybody he wants to and there's not going to be anybody to stop him?
Well, they currently can do that right now.
Well, no, there's men with guns who will show up if somebody calls them, hopefully, and they could take that heroin addict off the streets and stop that person from doing that.
Well, only after he's already done it.
Sure, but if he hits one person and then these guys show up and they put him away, then he can't just, like, get behind the wheel again and hit another person or another person or another person, right? So, like, would there be the insurance companies, would they be providing actual men with guns to, you know, be able to stop a bad guy? Because I think most people want that kind of service,
It would depend on the situation, right? But I suspect that there would be some sort of cooperation. So let's say this heroin addict also subscribes to some sort of personal protection policy. The company that he subscribes to would have some sort of cooperative agreement with the company of the victim in this case, and those two entities would get together and figure out what to do depending on the agreement that was signed. So, for example, if the heroin addict signs something that says, hey, if I cause harm to another person,
why would the heroin addict sign that? He's a loser.
To get the good rate of insurance, right?
Why does he care about insurance? He's a heroin addict. He's not going to be able to afford an insurance bill.
How do you know?
He's a doper, dude. He's going to spend all his money on heroin.
There's plenty.
Have you met these people?
There's plenty of functional drug addicts in the world.
Sure. Stop it a little.
Go ahead, Mark. Say again.
So think about this. Murder. Couple of guys get to a fist fight. Somebody dies. The police actually have an investigative arm. Who would investigate, how somebody dies to determine if it was murder or not?
Okay. I'll put it to you in as broad a terms as I can. Currently, there are a range of products and services being provided by the government at the behest of a gun. Right. That is to say, they claim a monopoly over it. They take your tax money in order to provide these products and services. You have zero choice in the provider. Right. Now, anything that's a product or service can and will be provided in the market if it was allowed to be. So whatever you envision that there is now and you're having difficulty seeing what it would be in the future, that's exactly the position you should be in, because it has yet to be invented, because it can't be.
Yeah, so one of the difficulties of being a libertarian or a voluntarist, somebody who might be advocating for the complete abolishment of all things state, of these state monopolies, is people will come up with these legitimate questions. All right, well, guys, what's it going to look like?
And these are great questions, by the way.
And the reality is, Captain doesn't know. I don't know.
Right.
You don't know. We don't know what the entrepreneurs will come up with to, I mean, the insurance thing's a good, it's a good pitch. Maybe it'll work out that way. Maybe it won't.
It's just something that I've thought of, that I've heard other people sort of talk about from time to time.
Yeah, and it may be that, let's not go all the way, right? Let's say that there's plenty of libertarians who I think would agree that just ending the war on drugs, ending the constant violations of people's rights with victimless crimes, you cut all that out, and if we had a monopoly service provider who all they did was investigate murders and rapes, I mean, it would be hard to be that concerned over what they were doing. It would be hard for people to be outraged if they were investigating those crimes. They're going to get it wrong sometimes. There's going to be some problems with that situation. But if, I think what you were saying before, Captain, if there was the ability to have competition in the marketplace, if people had the freedom to say, all right, well, the government police, they still exist. Okay, let's say this. Government police still exist, but we take away their monopoly. And now they have to exist and actually raise money voluntarily.
In a competitive environment.
Right, where somebody else can start up a competing entity that might be better at investigating murder. Another entity might be better at investigating rape or whatever. And then we could have like a competing marketplace in protection services. Now, what would that look like? It's hard to say.
I can see the competing to investigate, because I know a lot of scientific and commercial developed products.
Hold that thought, Mark. We'll bring you back here in a moment. It is Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.